Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The virgin birth is unbelievable. Absolutely. 100% unbelievable. We all know that it takes a mom and a dad to make a baby. This has been the way that the world works ever since the fall. In fact, ever since before the fall, when God gave Adam and Eve the command to be fruitful and multiply. So for thousands of years, this is how babies were made. Mom and dad. That is until Mary. With Mary, and only with Mary, God does something different. He does something that is absolutely 100% unbelievable. A child is conceived without a biological father. Imagine putting yourself in Joseph's shoes. Betrothed to Mary, and she turns up pregnant. Now, we know that Joseph, as a good Jew, he would have known the words of Isaiah 7. He would have known the promises of a coming Messiah, that it was going to be through a virgin birth. But to be the holy family, to be the only family in the entire world from the beginning of time till the end of time, chosen for the coming Messiah. That's unbelievable. Honestly, it's like winning a divine lottery of some type. The odds of being one family in all of the families across all of time, the odds are ridiculously low. Impossibly low. And so, of course, Joseph doesn't believe Mary. Why? Because the virgin birth is unbelievable. Everything leading up to this point in history would indicate that it wasn't miraculous, but that something evil had happened. The virgin birth is truly unbelievable, which is why the virgin birth becomes such a burden. It's a burden for Mary, because obviously Joseph feels betrayed. And he almost makes the mistake of dissolving the marriage. So God intervenes again. He sends a messenger. He sends an angel. And this angel preaches the truth to Joseph. Because Mary isn't the only one who is chosen. I mean, certainly she is chosen to be blessed amongst women. She is the only one to ever be the God-bearer, the mother of God. But Joseph has been chosen too. He's chosen to be the protector of God. And we all go, well, that's unbelievable. God doesn't have a mom. God doesn't have a protector. He is the one who does creating of life, and he is the one who does protecting. But that's not the case in the birth story. Mary is the mother of God, and Joseph is the protector of God. God breaks into history to make sure that Joseph becomes who he needs to be. To make sure that he hears the message of a Savior, and he instills faith into Joseph's heart. The virgin birth is unbelievable, and it is a burden, but now it's not just a burden that Mary has to bear by herself. Now it is a burden that Mary and Joseph carry together. They have to take care of this child, this miracle from God, who is in fact God himself. Yet it's still a burden. You can imagine how the community might have reacted. You could imagine the rumors that are going to circulate and swirl around this kind of miraculous birth that we have going on here. If Joseph didn't even believe his own wife, do you think the masses are going to believe their story when they bring it together? No, there's a certain amount of shame that's going to be happening for Mary and Joseph. And honestly, it really is an unbelievable story. By worldly standards, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's not how we know the world to work, so we really shouldn't be surprised, even in our own time. Because the majority of the world doesn't believe it. They'll make excuses. They'll say, well, it's a very nice story, but, you know, Mary, she's just really good at covering her tracks. Joseph had this vision of an angel in a dream? Well, dreams aren't very reliable. People will make all sorts of excuses on why they shouldn't believe the virgin birth. And in fact, most of the Bible, This is why people have a hard time with faith in general. To think that a man could come back to life, any of the stories, to think that a man could survive in the belly of a fish for 3 days, all of these stories, they're unbelievable. It's why the world thinks Christianity is a crutch. It's why they don't believe it. But what about you? Do you believe the unbelievable? I know you do. Of course I know you do. I just heard you say that you believe it. That's why we have the creeds in our church. Because part of the creed is confessing exactly what we believe. You believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, God of God and light of light, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. All of you literally just said those words. And so I know you believe it. And it means that you bear the world's ridicule. Just as Mary and Joseph did, you bear the scoffing. You bear the rumors. And maybe you don't feel it in your own family. And maybe you don't feel it in your own circle. But the truth is that the world hates you. Because you believe the unbelievable. And while the virgin birth is unbelievable by all worldly standards, and while it is a burden for us because it is unbelievable, we bear that burden gladly. Why? Because the virgin birth is necessary. You all know this too. It's necessary because Jesus needs to be fully God, 100% God. And, on the other side, he needs to be fully man, 100% man. Because if Jesus is not God, well, then he cannot be perfect, because only God is perfect. If he is not conceived by the Holy Spirit, then it means he is just another human being like you and I are, which means that he carries sin, just like you and I do. But he's not just man. He is fully 100% God, which means he can live a perfect life. It means he can display his godhood as he does all of these miracles and performs all of these unbelievable stories we hear. And then he can lay down that perfect life. And it will be an acceptable sacrifice. Because the only way to be an acceptable sacrifice is if the lamb is without blemish. If the lamb is without spot. If it doesn't have any deformities. And Jesus doesn't. He is fully God, so he can take away the sins of the world. And what more? But only God can raise himself back to life. If Jesus is not 100% God, then he stays dead. He stays in the tomb, but we know that he doesn't. He rises on the third day. But if Jesus is only God, we are also condemned. We also have a problem. The virgin birth is necessary because Jesus needs to be a man. He needs to have a human mother. He needs to receive half of who he is from Mary. Because otherwise, he's not under the law. God is the one who created the law. He is the one who built it, and he put it over humanity as a guardian. But if you're God, you always remain above. The only way to get under the law, the only way to lift it off the shoulders of humanity, is to become a human being. And so Jesus humbles himself with all of the power of God within this human body. He humbles himself not to use it. He has to be born like every human being, which isn't pleasant for the mother or the baby. He has to humble himself to be reared by earthly parents. He has to learn from people that he knows more than. He goes through childhood into puberty and finally on to adulthood like humans do. And even as all-powerful and all-knowing God, he humbles himself to learn. And when he reaches the end of his ministry, he humbles himself to die. God can die on the cross. God dies because he's a man. God died for you. And we know that humans don't come back to life. But our Savior does. God does. Do you see what's at stake here? If we don't have the Holy Spirit, if we don't have the Holy Spirit coming together with the Virgin Mary, we have no salvation. My friends, I understand that the virgin birth, it's unbelievable. And if you really want to use your human logic to try to wrap your mind around it, it will lead you to unbelief. Because you can't believe it. Joseph couldn't believe it. You need faith. Faith in the Word of God. Because only when you believe this virgin birth do you have the salvation that it offers to you through Jesus Christ. My friends, trust in a Savior who comes born of a virgin. Continue to receive the goodness that he pours out on you, those whom he has called by faith. And believe the unbelievable story of salvation through a miraculous birth, a death by crucifixion, and a resurrection from a tomb. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.